Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, first and goal, straight eye formation. Witten comes in motion from right to left. Play fake, boot to the right, and it's an easy lob to Jarwin in the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys!
Brad Sham with the call on your home of America's team. What a near-perfect win last night. From start to finish, it's Sean and RJ on the home of the Cowboys, where they dominate Philadelphia 37-10, 4-3 heading into the bye week. And the head coach of the Cowboys joining us, as he does every Monday at 8:30, Jason Garrett, right now on the buyersafety.com hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for that performance last night. I know you're always looking to improve on things, but, I mean, how much better can it really get than that, Coach, from an all-around performance, all the things we've been moaning and groaning about? You guys seem to just check off the list from the very outset of that game. How pleased were you with the overall performance?
Yeah, I thought our guys did a really good job in the game. I thought the preparation was really good last week, and they just carried it into the game. And I thought we played probably our most complete game in all three phases for 60 minutes. You know, the defense got it started with taking the ball away, and that's been such an important thing for us and really for any team to have success. And not only we've taken it away early in the game, but we cashed in on the opportunities. You know, we turned the two takeaways into two touchdowns. So I thought that was an important way to start the game. But then, you know, it's still early. You have to keep playing. You have to keep making stops and making the plays on offense and in the kicking game. And I thought we were able to do that throughout.
Coach, we always attribute turnovers to a little bit of a luck factor of, like, getting that right bounce.
There was a bad throw from the quarterback, whatever.
Yeah, and other people are like, well, you just got to work on it more, which obviously you guys do. How much of it is sometimes that right bounce, or do you say, we're going to work so much more on forcing turnovers this week?
Well, you always work on them. You know, we have what we call a ball period every day in practice, where we're working on how we catch it, how we strip it, how we hold it, all of that stuff. And we believe very strongly in that. It's really important to keep it on the forefront of your mind. And when you have opportunities to strip the ball or get the ball out, or everybody's sprinting to the ball, because if it does come out, we have to be there to take advantage of it. All those things you have to keep preaching and make sure that everybody's thinking about it. It's on the forefront of their mind as they're doing their other job. This is a very important part of the game. And, you know, I thought our guys made some big hits in the game. I thought we were around the quarterback. I thought we harassed them, made them a little bit uncomfortable. And when you do that, I think that the turnovers, there's a greater opportunity to take advantage of them. And I thought our guys did that really throughout the game.
Coach, you talked about a good week of prep, and Dak last week said, hey, you know, we need to make sure that we're all preparing and working hard. Did you notice any increase in prep or intensity level leading up to this one, or an increase in intensity in the game?
Not really. You know, our guys come to work every day. We got a great group of guys, and they really love football and they care about football. But, you know, when you have a little bit of a tough stretch, you just got to make sure that you're on the screws on everything. And our guys really made a strong commitment to do that. I think we're a really good practice team. I think we play with really good intensity. But again, we had to simply do better in every part of the game, coaches, players, everybody. And so you keep emphasizing those kinds of things. And again, I thought our guys did a really good job practicing and playing with a very clear mind. You know, what's happened before up to this point in the season is irrelevant. It's what we need to do now. And again, I thought the preparation and how we played was pretty darn good.
And Jason, what about the want to and the desire and the toughness of these guys who all played while banged up? I've been saying Britt Brown deserves a game ball, but to have the tackles and Amari and everyone else who played, I mean, what does that say about those guys, and did it surprise you that they were able to get out there and play like they did?
Well, our training staff does an outstanding job. There's no question about that, and they deserve a ton of the credit. The guys also deserve a tremendous amount of credit, and you said it. It's the mental toughness. It's the physical toughness. It's the want to, and just, you know, just get out there, do whatever you can each day to rehab and get yourself better. And then when you have an opportunity to come play and fight through it. And each of those guys did. And that gave us a big lift. I do think the guys who played in their absence the last couple of weeks, you know, did a good job for us. They scratched, clawed, and fought hard with their opportunity, and they'll be better for it, and we'll be better as a team for it. So you have to learn to grow from these experiences, and I thought we did as a team.
Jason Garrett joined us here on 105 Through the Fan. Eagles coach Doug Peterson said, we're going to go down there, we're going to win this football game. How do you view bulletin board material? You know, I know you guys kind of stay insulated and don't listen to the outside noise, but is that something you can use, or do you think it's kind of more overrated?
Yeah, I think it's pretty irrelevant, to be honest with you. We play our best, and we lock in on us, and we lock in on each day of preparation and then focus on the task at hand. And those are things that we try to preach to our team, you know, when things are going well and when you're having some adversity. And I think it's when we all function best in life, when we focus on what we need to do to be our best, to coach our best, to play our best, to be our best as a team. And that's something we try to instill in our team.
Coach, on the TV broadcast, they said in some moments of adversity that you'll get on the phone with a Coach K or a Nick Saban. Did you talk to any of those guys or have any, you know, we all need to vent besides to our loved ones. Did you have any of those conversations recently with any of your mentors?
You know, I haven't spoken to those guys recently. You know, they've been great resources for me really throughout my career. They're good friends, and they've always been very generous. But I haven't spoken to any of those guys recently, but they've been great resources for me in the past.
Jason Garrett here on 105.3 The Fan. How are things? Is this the right timing for a bye, Coach, injury-wise? How are you guys feeling about Leighton Vander Esch and Robert Quinn or anything else you're nursing?
Yeah, you know, in an NFL season, it's always a good time for a bye because typically you have guys banged up and guys have been fighting through some things. So as we talked earlier, a number of guys kind of fought their way back and were able to play in the game last night. You know, Leighton did come out of the game and wasn't able to finish, and the same thing with Robert. So we'll see how those guys are doing today. We'll give everybody else a chance to heal up the next 10 days or so and then get back to work.
Coach, did you go into this game trying to open up the offense a little bit, open up that playbook? It looked like there were some different wrinkles, the option, obviously, to Tavon, Tony Pollard's usage. Did you guys try something different?
No, those are things that we've been doing. You know, we've run that option play. It's been a good play for us in the past. Thought those guys did a great job executing that. And, you know, Tony's been a good player for us since we've gotten him. He's played some snaps. So, we always try to get him out there, you know, throughout the game. Sometimes you have more opportunities to do that, but he's typically taken advantage of, and we like what he's done so far.
When it comes to working the clock in the second half, what's the sort of fine line? Is there a fine line? Because it looked like in the third, like late mid-third, you start milking the clock a little bit. When's the fine line between too early and the right time?
Well, I think it's important to stay aggressive really throughout the game. I think that's what all the best teams are able to do, but you certainly have to start to understand how you win the game at some point. And when you're up by two or three scores as the game goes on, you better make sure that you are taking some time off of that clock. And you do that by running the ball, but you also do that by just handling the mechanics of the game. You know, without losing your rhythm, you want to take a little bit more time between plays. And that's the tricky part. You don't want to say, okay, this is all about the clock. It's not. You know, if you go three and out, you're giving them opportunities. So you have to keep moving the ball. You have to keep making first downs, but at the same time, you want to bleed that clock a little bit as the game goes on.
Coach, it looked like Dak was pretty fantastic. I can only think of like one or two throws that may have been behind a receiver. He was coming off a week in which he had gotten beaten up. What did you think of Dak's game last night?
Oh, I thought he played really well. I thought he had really good command of what we're doing and just handled all the different situations very well. Very good in situational football. Made good decisions throughout the game, good throws, made plays with his feet. I just thought he had really good command. There probably were a couple throws that he'd love to have back, but, you know, that's every game. That's every game for every quarterback since the beginning of time. So he'll learn from those experiences and hopefully keep getting better.
After the game, Dak and Tank said, hey, if we can get this type of crowd, we'll be very hard to beat in Arlington. What did you think of the crowd, Coach, and was it a little extra amped up with everything that went into last night?
Oh, I thought the crowd was incredible. We have the greatest stadium in the world. We have the greatest fans in the world. And they've always been so great for us. And their energy and their juice last night was incredible. And, you know, I do think having some early success, you know, we gave them some reasons to cheer. When you take the ball away and you cash it in, you take it away and you cash it in, you know, it kind of ramps them up even more. But they were a huge part of that win last night, and we're very appreciative of it.
Coach Urban Meyer, former coach Ohio State, Florida, Utah, Bowling Green, said the Cowboys job hugely coveted. If he was offered it, he'd absolutely consider it. As the sitting coach, what do you think when you hear someone essentially apply for your job?
You know, I don't really think much about anything like that. You know, I really just kind of focus on doing my job as well as I can do it each day. And fortunate to have the group of coaches we have and the group of guys we have who come to work and work hard every day. And that's really where my attention is.
Coach, the thing I admire about you the most is I really do think you don't let the outside stuff get to you, and you try to have your coaches, your players and your team do the same thing. With all the noise and all the drama and all the hot seat stuff, like, what is your trick? Like, how do you just stay normal? And more importantly, how do you get your other guys to stay normal? It's like a psychological miracle that you're able to pull off in these tough times.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's pretty simple. We just focus on us and what we need to do each day. And you know, I don't know about outside noise. We eliminate the noise. We focus on what we need to do to be the best coaches and players we can be. And, you know, it's really in any walk of life. There's a lot of distraction out there. Sometimes there's a lot of positive noise. You have to eliminate that too. Sometimes there's negative noise. You just move on. You keep going and you try to be your best each and every day. And, you know, it's just always something that we believed in, and the best players, coaches, and teams do it, and they do it better than everybody else.
Have you ever been or touched any form of social media?
I don't know what that means. I mean,
have you ever looked
on any of that stuff?
You've ever looked at a Facebook page, seen a Twitter account?
I have not. I have not.
All right. Well, that's a good thing.
There
all right.
You go.
All right, Coach. Last thing for you. What will you allow yourself to do to get away during the bye week? One thing.
Well, we're going to get away. We'll get away over the weekend. So my wife and I haven't come up with our plan yet, but we'll figure that out here in the next couple of days. And we're going to work this week through Thursday. We'll have practice on Wednesday and Thursday with our guys. And then everybody needs to get away and get refreshed and recharged. So hopefully there's a body of water somewhere and some sand that we can get into a little bit and come back ready to go.
We can have another Oxnard moment that I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, just swimming in the Pacific Ocean doing laps.
What was that bar?
The Rudder Room.
Coach, do you remember it's all the media degenerates sitting in the sand, and you're coming out to be active and going in the water to go swim in some of the colder waters, and you just gave us a look like, you guys,
I'm out here swimming in the Pacific, and you guys are drinking on a beach.
Yeah, like bums.
Yeah, you got to get in the water. You got to get in the water. You guys are having a few lemonades. I saw you.
Coach, enjoy some lemonade yourself. Congratulations on the amazing game. Thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Always enjoy it. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. You too. Jason Garrett on the buyersafety.com hotline. Although he just gave away something.
Yeah, he did. That's exactly what I was thinking. When they say lemonade, what do they really mean? Yeah.
All right, there
what
it
they
is.
Really pass it out?
A couple weeks ago, that post-game audio, let's go get some lemonade. And there it is. Coach, finally, in almost a decade of doing the show with him, gave away what lemonades really are.
They gave it away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.